Project Podcast. What's up, K-State fam? Eddie Greer for another Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. Quickly, this one focuses on baseball here as I speak right now here. Eastern Illinois, the baseball team over the weekend dropped their first two games here. Actually, let me check that here. They dropped the two out of three against Eastern Illinois, and they're currently, I believe they're playing at the moment of this podcast right now. They're wrapping up against the Jackrabbits here, and of course, they're playing tomorrow night against South Dakota State as well, along with Wednesday as well. So they got a lot of, K-State baseball team got a lot of games here. South Dakota State has a short two-game stretch here for them. I believe that those games are here at Family Toyton Stadium or Toyton Family Stadium. Yeah, it's been a minute since I've announced the name. But anyways, here, over the weekend, obviously, K-State took the first game against Eastern Illinois 6-3 in that ball game, and then next time, the Saturday and Sunday games, lost by one after carrying a big winning streak in that game, lose by one, and then huge mistakes last night cost them, or say yesterday afternoon, last night, whatever you want to call it, 14-7, losing by a touchdown against Eastern Illinois. So coming into this game, at the moment here, I believe they are currently playing at the moment here. Let me pull against the Jackrabbits here. And, of course, South Dakota State here in just a moment here. As actually, yeah, my bad. They are playing tomorrow night. So, my bad. So, yeah, getting crossed up with the schedule here. So, yeah, they're going into that state. K-State is 6-4 right now. They're still in out of conference play here, and they're going to be wrapping up this homestand tomorrow and Wednesday in the kind of a middle of a two-game stretch there. So with all that going on there, and Zach Herbers will get the call tomorrow night against the Jackrabbits in the wrap up the two-game short series. Caleb Littlejim will get the ball on the mound on Wednesday in both games. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to catch all the action, K-State two games over 500 right now, 6-4. We are still in non-con play. And what I've heard of what I've read so far, when conference play rolls around, it's going to be interesting, folks. Stack conference, like it always seems to be, whether it's baseball, basketball is about to wrap up here, or football. Big 12 is always stacked with a lot of talent. K-State's right up there with them. So it'll be interesting to see. But yeah, they're coming off a two-game losing streak there to Eastern Illinois. We'll see if they can bounce back against South Dakota State here as I'm correcting my little screen here. So folks, that's a little baseball update from over the weekend. Sorry, I'm getting crossed up with all the numbers, mumbo-jumbo that's across my computer. But K-State lose the series against Eastern Illinois. Now they turn their attention to South Dakota State. We'll see what happens tomorrow and Wednesday night. Eddie Greer III. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily.
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audioboom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.